Someone shout amen. Praise God. I'm going to read my text here in just a second. It's going to be in Psalm chapter 65, and we're going to read verse 11. But how many of you have ever heard the phrase, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish? You know, a lot of times that's a sports analogy there. You know, a lot of teams will start out not so good, but eventually they get hot and they start playing good and they come back and they win the game. I think there was a basketball game the other day. One team was winning the whole time. I think they even got up by about 26 points. And there in the fourth quarter, the other team come back, took the lead, won the game. And there at the end, they finally got a hold of the lead. It wasn't how they started, but it was how they finished. And sometimes, you know, you want to start well, don't you? Amen. But I want to finish well. Amen. I want to finish well. I was at a store the other day, and my son got an Arkansas Razorbacks hat from one of his family members there in Arkansas for Christmas, and he was wearing that hat. And one of the men in the store was the Under Armour outlet. Asked, he said, "Are you an Arkansas fan?" And Ethan didn't know what to say, so I was like, "No, you know, we're Buckeye fans." And And that guy started, you know, I think he was trying to deflect how bad Arkansas is and try to keep the conversation going. And he said, "Oh, you like Ezekiel Elliott?" And I was like, "Yeah, he was a good running back, you know." He's like, "I raced against him in high school because they did track." And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty cool." He's like, "Yeah, after about two steps, I knew this was over." And he was the fastest man I ever saw. I was like, "Man, that's crazy." But, you know, he didn't start well in that thing. And sometimes, you know, this year, 2017, it may not have started on a high note for you, but we serve a God, amen, who can end it on a great note. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 65, 11. You don't have to stand. I'm just going to read it real quick here. "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness." Amen. "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness." Praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful that we serve a God who's able to, even if things haven't gone well for you, you may not have had one thing go good for you in 2017. Well, you're ending the year on a high note in the presence of the Lord, and He's going to remind you just how good He is. Amen. He's going to crown the year with His goodness. You know, there's some things that you don't want to let crown the year, and a lot of times we allow these things in our lives to crown our year, to tell us how our year is going to end and how the next year is going to begin. One of those things is a forecast. And you look at some stats and you see maybe if you're into the stock market, and you kind of try to forecast how things are going to be in the next quarter or the next fiscal year or whatever it may be. And you look at it and you say, well, you know, right now it ended on a pretty high note in 2017. Trump making America great again. So, amen. No. Amen. I'll tell you, if you're on Twitter, if you don't follow Donald Trump on Twitter, you need to. He'll keep you entertained. But the economy seems to be doing well right now. The jobless rates are down. The stock exchange is up and all that. And that's great and that's good. But you can't base your year on a forecast or on a statistic. The other day I sent out some text messages to some young men and just kind of trying to encourage them about some things coming in the new year. And I told them, I read in a book that said that the next generation, or this generation that we're in, will only yield about 3% of them to become Christians. Maybe 3%. And one of those young men, they text back. He said, "You know, that's good, but that's just a statistic." Amen. We serve a God who can change some things. It's just a forecast. We don't know how it's going to be. You know, if you base your life on what numbers tell you, somebody said, liars figure and figures lie. You know, if you base your life on some numbers, you're going to find yourself all up and down and topsy-turvy, like a double-minded man who's unstable in all of his ways. And we know that based, you know, you can look at a weatherman. You look at your weather app on your phone and it'll tell you tomorrow 100% chance of snow. And then all of a sudden the sun will come and it'll feel like summertime. Amen. Because you can't base it on a forecast. We don't know what the future holds. I don't know what 2018 holds for you, but I know who holds 2018 for us. Amen. And it's the Lord, the God, Jehovah. Amen. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows what we're going to deal with and encounter in the future. And tonight, here at the end of 2017, I know God wants to crown your year with His goodness. Amen. You can't let the forecast of what's ahead. You know, maybe you had a diagnosis this year that says it's going to be bad. Maybe you have some bills that maybe you have a balloon payment coming due and you're like, oh, it's going to be a bad year. Listen, don't let those things discourage you today and keep you from focusing on God. Amen. Because we read in Psalm 65:11 that He crowns the year with His goodness. Can I hear an amen tonight? Hallelujah. You can't let your circumstances crown your year. You look at the things that you're going in your life and things that are going on around you, and you can get kind of depressed. And let me tell you, circumstances change. And let me tell you this, somebody is always, my dad a long time ago, he always said that there was a man who was a really close friend of his, an elder man, a mentor. And he said, I went to visit him in the hospital one time, and he said, that man looked at me and said, Rick, always remember, no matter how low you get, somebody is always lower than you. You know, you look at how bad your situation might be. Let me remind you, it may not be as bad as you think it is. Amen. And don't base 2018 on something bad that happened this year that you're going through right now. The other day, Brother Killinger was talking about, it was Christmas Eve. He said that very morning or late the night before, they found a man frozen to death down on Broadway, and I believe it was 25th Street. It looked like he had gotten drunk and fainted and passed out there in the snow, and he froze to death. Listen, that was a man who was basing what he was doing on the circumstances around him. Something had driven him to drink. Something had driven him to drown his sorrows in a way that's only worldly. Oh, but praise God, we don't have to do that tonight. Amen. Then just in the very next breath, he said that same night they had two overdoses here in our city. People just shooting up and dying. Why? Why are they doing that? Because they're basing their life on the circumstances around them. They're allowing things other than God to dictate their decisions and the things that they're going to do. But all tonight, God wants to crown this year with His goodness. You might have been going the total opposite direction of what you needed to go this year. You might have walked away or even run away from the will and call of God. All but tonight, God wants to reach back for you. Amen. And crown 2017 with His goodness so 2018 can be your year of jubilee. Praise God. You can't base it and let it crown on the circumstances around you. Amen. A few years ago, my wife was going through some things, and God had told her, He said, hey, this coming year is going to be your year of jubilee. And when the Lord speaks a word, the promise is sure. And that was her best year. Amen. God began to deliver and encourage and give her strength. Amen. Why? Because He is a good God. Amen. Maybe you had some broken dreams this year. Maybe some things didn't come to pass. Maybe your heart was torn in two, and you want to say, man, there's nothing good for me in the future. Oh, let me tell you, God is a mender of broken dreams, and He can redeem the situation. The other day, I was playing some basketball with my nephews. I got some nephews that are about 13 now, and they want to play basketball with me. We never really get to see each other. They never see me play. So I thought, Brother Tim, I'm going to take it to them. One of them about broke my finger, and we got done playing, and I was like, y'all think I can make it in the NBA? And one of them was like, if you practice, you know. And the other one said, in your dreams. And then one said, well, maybe a small college. Then the other one said, yeah, a woman's college. Then he said, oh, no, those women play too tough. Amen. I was like, man, broken dreams. Maybe in your life this year, 2017, you had a lot of things go bad. Maybe you wrote down some goals. You had a vision board. You had some things that you wanted to see take place, and none of those things happened. None of those things happened in your life. You didn't save as much money. You didn't make as many friends. You didn't make as many converts. You didn't reach as many souls. You didn't get as many opportunities to do this or to do that. And right now, you're looking at it and say, man, It might have been okay, but it wasn't that great. I had a lot of things go bad. A lot of things I struggled with. But listen, tonight God wants to help you forget about the things that didn't go your way and remind you that He's for you. He's not against you. And He wants to crown this year with His goodness. Oh, praise the Lord. Aren't you thankful that God, His goodness transcends and rises above our circumstances and the forecast of the world of what is to come? I don't know when God's going to come back, but I know that tomorrow, tonight, or sometime in 2018, it may be the day that He splits the eastern sky and we make it to heaven. Amen. But if that's what it, if that's the case, praise God. But if it doesn't happen, amen, He's still God and He is still good. And you know what? You know how I know that His goodness can crown 2017, even if you've had bad things happen to you? Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for our good. There's only one way that Paul could say that there in Romans, and that's because he knew of the goodness of the Lord. And listen, in Psalm 65, you look at the title, it's a Psalm of David. And if you look at David's life, David had some struggles. He was anointed, and then he had to wait several years for him to take his position. And even in that period of waiting, his life was threatened by the hand of Saul. He was deceived. He was away from his family. He met with defeat. He even battled distraction. Oh, but he was still able to say, our God crowns the year with His goodness. Even though David, yes, he failed. Even after he became the king, he failed. He failed multiple times. But he was still able to say, even though I made mistakes, God crowns the year with His goodness. And even though he was mistreated and abused and ridiculed by those around him, he was able to stand up and say, God crowns the year with His goodness. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you three things just real brief, and I'm going to hand it to Brother Jones. The Bible says in Psalms 33, 1 through 5, I won't read it all, I'll just read the end of verse 5. It says, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And you just got to look around a little bit, church, and you'll see God is at work, and His goodness is at work. David said again in Psalm 27, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Listen, the goodness of the Lord, it gives us hope for a brighter tomorrow, but it also gives us strength to continue to run and walk today. Praise God. David said, I would have fainted. I would have made mistakes. I would have fallen by the wayside. I would have died, but I remembered the goodness of the Lord. Jeremiah, I love how he said it. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is thy faithfulness. He said His mercies were new every single morning. You know, when Jeremiah said that, he was in prison, he was bound, he was in a place of defeat. Oh, but he was able to remember that God is good. With every sunrise, I want you to remember, every morning you wake up, remember, this is a day that God has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. His mercies are new. His goodness is still working. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he said this, my people, in Jeremiah 31, verse 14, he said, my people shall be satisfied with my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad tonight that I don't have to go out to the bar and get drunk to ring in the new year. I'm glad tonight that I don't have to go down to a concert and listen to somebody sing about a sad song to ring in my new year. I'm glad I don't have to go home and watch a ball drop. Amen. So I know it's 2018. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is, and His goodness satisfies my every longing. His goodness satisfies my soul. His goodness is enough for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you lift your hands and give the Lord some praise? Thank you, Jesus.